Coach, you've put out more goals in the first period than you did in the last two games. That must have been a positive sign for you.
Especially on the power play, right? So the two areas, just getting more than one and getting anything and having the game winner come on the power play. It's confidence for everybody offensively. It's been a long time, and I think they felt it. But I thought they moved it really well and didn't show any of it on the power play. They looked like they had lots of confidence, so good for them. Okay. It's good.
Can you talk about your third periods and just even the late penalty kill there? It just seems like this team has a different kind of confidence. Is that a fair assessment than we've seen?
I hope they feel good going into those tight situations, that they know how they're going to react to it. There's a calm, and you know what? It wins changes the pressure on the bench and the confidence. And then as you get further and further into a rhythm of doing the same things over and over again in your own end, it you start to feel comfortable there. And yeah, we made some mistakes and had some things go away from us at times, but success makes everything feel a little bit better, a little more calm in the third. I thought the third period of the Ranger game, we hadn't played well and found a way to play well. We were good in Chicago. I think the Colorado game at home, we pushed the pace in the third, the Islander game in the third. So it's not just a matter of – it's certainly not a matter of sitting back in the third. That's not what we talk about. We're looking for that next goal. But confidence as the clock ticks down.
Paul, in terms of being calm and being confident, so what are the things you're doing – within the game to play like that when it's close or when you have a one-goal lead?
Well, I think we've worked hard at getting rid of the notion that the best thing that we can do is try to score every time we touch the puck. Just take care of the 10-foot ice that's around you. Have as many bodies in close proximity to that. So if there's a knuckled pass or a bad break, we can shut down hard and still have people there. Probably, I would think earlier, you know, the number of odd man rushes that we gave up were so much being overly aggressive in areas where you couldn't be, where it wasn't there. But so it wasn't from a lack of effort or almost trying too hard to score, you know, pushing it all the time. We gave up an odd man because of it early in the game, got a D pinch down the wall, didn't get a forward who bit back on the puck inside, and they got a good rush chance against us. So we tried to eliminate that. But winning some close, low-scoring games, I think, allows you to make the right reads and not chase the game. We would chase the games at times at 0-0, and I think that led to quite a few of the early chances against in the early season games early in the year, yeah.
Paul, you came in here, and it's been defense-first, defense-focused. What does it mean?
So defense only when we don't have the puck. But it's not defense first. It's defense at the right time. We don't have the puck. We're hunting it, and we're defending. But we spend as much, if not more, time talking about our offensive game, you know, our breakouts, our regroups, our forecheck, our attack, our offensive zone role. So when we don't have the puck, we have to think about how hard we're biting back on that puck, you know, where our positioning is. But we're not – you go back to the – second game of the season in the first period against San Jose, that was a defense kind of only team. And we were behind the pucks, but our gap was so bad that they were just coming through us. It's not a defense kind of only mentality by any means.
I'll say the idea of the objective of having the goals against lowered was a priority.
Right, right. No, that's right. Been a big focus.
So the idea of getting the franchise record for the longest streak of not allowing a goal, does it carry any extra weight?
No, I think that tonight we were okay. I think that the two games prior, our goaltenders, that was a goaltender record. They were that good. You know, Chicago, any kind of shutout, we had to play hard for the 33 shots against. You know, I mean, they were good. But that second period in the Rangers, that was all Pav.
It must have been tough to last through that, you know, early jag in the middle of at the beginning of the season. It must have been tough for the team to survive through that low goal scoring. Can you talk a little bit about the mental toughness of this team to have stayed patient throughout this?
Yeah, I didn't feel our biggest challenge was what was happening on the ice. There were things that we had to make better, but it was it's changing the mentality of how you view your game and what's what you value as a team, you know, and you know, our efforts on those nights, you know, the Calgary game, chances were 8-1 for us after the first, but our reaction to bad things happening just wasn't where it needed to be, and I think that's what's improved. I mean, there's chances against in every game. We're not playing perfect hockey by any means. We've got lots of room to improve. But our reaction to bad things that happen, a 2-1 goal, a good chance against in the third period, is much better right now than it was post-Calgary.